from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We talked some Lions football with Jeff Rieger from The Ticket in Detroit in the last hour. Time to focus our attention to the Bears here as we get ready for the draft coming up tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday with David Hawk, host of Mully and Hawk, 670 The Score, and on your Odyssey app. Follow him on Twitter at David Hawk. David, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem, Sparky. How you doing?
When I texted you earlier, I wanted to specifically talk about the Bears in the draft, and then that press conference happened earlier today about the Bears' new stadium and the details of the new stadium, and there was a prayer for the new stadium. I've never seen that at a press conference in my life.
Well, it was definitely unusual, and it kind of spoke to the idea that it was less press conference and more pep rally, and I think that's the one thing that you bear in mind. This was a very well-constructed, long-planned presentation, but it wasn't a press conference. A press conference is when you show up ready to answer questions and maybe make a statement. This was a theater act. This was something that they had definitely choreographed well. And they did everything right down to the opening prayer, which rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And I do think that's a valid question about the purpose of that and the appropriateness of, in this kind of a setting. But no, to call this a press conference, that would be an insult to press conferences, because I have not ever been to a press conference that opened with a prayer.
Did you expect that? That it was going to go the way it went?
I didn't expect the invocation. No, I did anticipate the fact that this was called a news conference, but it was unorthodox in the way that it was announced on Tuesday, the way that it was put on the calendar, and it was not something that I expected in terms of the timing on the calendar. The entire Bears media contingent, most of them are in Detroit covering the draft. The timing of it was suspect only because, and I said this on the Mullen and Haw show, it seemed like an odd time to distracting your fan base from what is the most significant draft the franchise has had in many a decade.
I was impressed by the YouTube video that I saw of it. I mean, it's a full dome. It's got a lot of interactive areas. I saw a couple of baseball fields outside of the stadium right there on the water. That was impressive. And then I saw they also made the claim that there will be no new taxpayer money put towards this? Is everybody buying into that that's actually going to be the case?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think that even the majority of people are necessarily buying into that idea. Look, as presentations go, it was well-produced, slick, and professional. And I don't think you'll find a Bears fan who saw into the renderings of the stadium and think that that doesn't look like a great idea, a great concept. But I can also, you know, I can show somebody who lives paycheck to paycheck a picture of a dream house, and they will want to live there.
Sure.
How do you pay for living there? That's the question that I think is going to ultimately be one that the Bears struggle to answer adequately. And that may depend on your perspective. You know, within an hour of the presentation, Governor Pritzker came out and said that he was not impressed, that he was still hard for him to envision public financing for any kind of private project like that. It's a $4.6 billion stadium project, 2.3 supposedly going to come from the government or public subsidy. And I think that is where the Bears are going to encounter some resistance, and that is where I think the focus will be here in the city.
He is David Hawk, host of Mullen Haw and 670 The Score. Of course, listen on your Odyssey app as well. And he also does the Take the North podcast, too, which is a great podcast. Let's talk about the Bears. Caleb Williams, obviously the pick, report out that he's working out with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, and apparently Romo Odunze is working out with them as well. I'm not sure if Cat's out of the bag as far as what they're trying to do with that other first-round pick or not. But that was certainly eye-opening. I think if I'm a Bears fan, I'm pretty excited by that news.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's no way you can help, if you're a Bears fan, but be excited about what tomorrow represents. Tomorrow represents maybe the most anticipated, exciting day in Bears history since maybe they played in the Super Bowl, maybe since they played in the NFC Championship game back in 2011. This is a franchise, as you well know, has not won a playoff game in 13 years. This is a franchise that has been challenged for consistency and had to have back-to-back winning seasons in a very long time. So they have an opportunity on Thursday to finally draft a quarterback that we can call a franchise quarterback. And you know that, and maybe people in Green Bay and Milwaukee forget, it's not as easy as the Packers have made it look. The Bears have struggled, one failed experiment after another. and we don't have to go through the names. Many of them are forgettable. But in Caleb Williams, whose model for quarterbacking is Aaron Rodgers, in Caleb Williams, the Bears believe, and I would agree, they have the best shot yet at finding that guy.
The one thing I always talk about is, you know, the greats in whatever the sport, and I'll just use basketball, right? Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Giannis, I'll put him in there, LeBron. You know, they have unbelievable work ethics. They have huge goals of where they want to get to. And it appears everything I've heard about Caleb Williams is he wants to be there. He wants to be one of, you know, the greatest guys ever to play. And if that's true and he has that type of work ethic, that's a huge characteristic to have when you're drafting a guy number one overall. If you know that characteristic, that trait is there.
Well, you need something special about him off the field, and it does appear that Caleb Williams has that quality, and you'd like to see somebody who has, you know, established a reputation for being somewhat Hollywood, somewhat flashy or flamboyant, having a personality that includes, you know, wearing nail polish and having, you know, a sort of a persona that precedes him. It's nice to know that he also likes to work. It's nice to know that he also is one of those guys considered to be a good teammate. It's nice to know that the Bears did not find any reasons in their exhaustive due diligence pre-draft that made them feel like he was, you know, somebody they should stay away from. That was the notion here in Chicago during the season, and you know, there were some red flags that were not really deserved around Caleb Williams, and to Ryan Poles' credit, their staff did the research. They had the meetings, they had the dinners, and they found out that this is just a kid who has an easy confidence about him, and he's the kind of guy who is going to put in the work to get better and to be as good as he thinks he can be, and he thinks he can be great.
I have a question about the draft. We know what y'all are doing at 1. At 9, maybe you are taking Romeo Odunze at 9, or you're moving up from 9, but you only got 3 picks after that. You have 9, 75, and 122, and that's it. I would have to assume the plan here for Chicago is to trade back a couple of times wherever in the draft to try and accumulate more draft picks.
Well, I think that's conventional wisdom. I'm not so sure I agree, because I think that what the Bears have lacked in recent years, and you can speak to this from watching the Packers go unbeaten against them in the Matt LaFleur era, they don't have enough elite players. They don't have enough elite talent on that roster. If you stay at 9, you're guaranteed to get two guys in the top 10 and two guys who I think would qualify as elite talent. So I'm not a big fan of the trading back. I think that you need to focus on quality over quantity in this draft. They used the draft capital in this year's draft to obtain Montez Sweat, Ryan Bates, also Keenan Allen. So you've used your draft capital wisely and invested intelligently. Now you've got to finish the job. If the Bears somehow end up with Caleb Williams at 1 and Rome Odunze at 9, I think that there would be nobody complaining about the lack of depth that they have, because they only had 4 draft picks in this year's draft.
I'm sorry. I should have clarified what I meant. I don't mean trading back from 9 necessarily. I mean trading back from 75 or trading back from 122 to add picks later in the draft. I'm with you on staying at 9 and taking the best receiver, or if you want to take Bowers or whatever the case may be, that's fine. All I'm saying is I just think if I'm Ryan Poles, I want more cracks at this with more than 2 players after 1 and 9.
Perhaps every general manager wants to hoard those picks, and there's no way you can help, if you're a Bears fan, but be excited about what tomorrow represents. Tomorrow represents maybe the most anticipated, exciting day in Bears history since maybe they played in the Super Bowl, maybe since they played in the NFC Championship game back in 2011. This is a franchise, as you well know, has not won a playoff game in 13 years. This is a franchise that has been challenged for consistency and had to have back-to-back winning seasons in a very long time. So they have an opportunity on Thursday to finally draft a quarterback that we can call a franchise quarterback. And you know that, and maybe people in Green Bay and Milwaukee forget, it's not as easy as the Packers have made it look. The Bears have struggled, one failed experiment after another, and we don't have to go through the names. Many of them are forgettable. But in Caleb Williams, whose model for quarterbacking is Aaron Rodgers, in Caleb Williams, the Bears believe, and I would agree, they have the best shot yet at finding that guy.
The one thing I always talk about is, you know, the greats in whatever the sport, and I'll just use basketball, right? Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Giannis, I'll put him in there, LeBron, you know, they have unbelievable work ethics. They have huge goals of where they want to get to. And it appears everything I've heard about Caleb Williams is he wants to be there. He wants to be one of, you know, the greatest guys ever to play. And if that's true and he has that type of work ethic, that's a huge characteristic to have when you're drafting a guy number one overall. If you know that characteristic, that trait is there.
Well, you need something special about him off the field, and it does appear that Caleb Williams has that quality, and you'd like to see somebody who has, you know, established a reputation for being somewhat Hollywood, somewhat flashy or flamboyant, having a personality that includes, you know, wearing nail polish and having, you know, a sort of a persona that precedes him. It's nice to know that he also likes to work. It's nice to know that he also is one of those guys considered to be a good teammate. It's nice to know that the Bears did not find any reasons in their exhaustive due diligence pre-draft that made them feel like he was, you know, somebody they should stay away from. That was the notion here in Chicago during the season, and you know, there were some red flags that were not really deserved around Caleb Williams, and to Ryan Poles' credit, their staff did the research. They had the meetings, they had the dinners, and they found out that this is just a kid who has an easy confidence about him, and he's the kind of guy who is going to put in the work to get better and to be as good as he thinks he can be, and he thinks he can be great.
I have a question about the draft. We know what y'all are doing at 1. At 9, maybe you are taking Romeo Odunze at 9, or you're moving up from 9, but you only got 3 picks after that. You got 9, 75, and 122, and that's it. I would have to assume the plan here for Chicago is to trade back a couple of times wherever in the draft to try and accumulate more draft picks.
Well, I think that's conventional wisdom. I'm not so sure I agree, because I think that what the Bears have lacked in recent years, and you can speak to this from watching the Packers go unbeaten against them in the Matt LaFleur era, they don't have enough elite players. They don't have enough elite talent on that roster. If you stay at 9, you're guaranteed to get 2 guys in the top 10 and 2 guys who I think would qualify as elite talent. So I'm not a big fan of the trading back. I think that you need to focus on quality over quantity in this draft. They used the draft capital in this year's draft to obtain Montez Sweat, Ryan Bates, also Keenan Allen. So you've used your draft capital wisely and invested intelligently. Now you've got to finish the job. If the Bears somehow end up with Caleb Williams at 1 and Rome Odunze at 9, I think that there would be nobody complaining about the lack of depth that they have, because they only had 4 draft picks in this year's draft.
I'm sorry. I should have clarified what I meant. I don't mean trading back from 9 necessarily. I mean trading back from 75 or trading back from 122 to add picks later in the draft. I'm with you on staying at 9 and taking the best receiver, or if you want to take Bowers or whatever the case may be, that's fine. All I'm saying is I just think if I'm Ryan Poles, I want more cracks at this with more than 2 players after 1 and 9.
Perhaps every general manager wants to hoard those picks and kind of add to the roster depth. The one thing that Ryan Poles said on Tuesday during his media access at Halas Hall was that this has become a difficult roster to make. The Bears aren't the same Bears team that we've seen too often over the last 3 to 5 years. I mean, this is a roster that now has some competition for the final few spots. They don't have a lot of competition for starting roles on that defense, which is pretty good. They've upgraded the weaponry on offense, which is not pretty good. So his point is well taken, and I'm not sure that he is in a typical situation where he might want to just trade back. If he can do that, great. But I just don't know if they're going to bemoan the fact that they only have two picks after the first round, if those first round picks are as special as they could be.
He is David Haw. Check him out with Molly and Haw, 670 The Score. Listen on your Odyssey app as well. Check out the podcast, Take the North 2. David, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks for calling.
You bet. You take care. There he is, David Haw. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw. It's H-A-U-G-H.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.